Would you please pray with me?
So, Father, thank you for those who gather this night, and I thank you that your Holy Spirit continues to work in our lives. And I pray that this night would be an opportunity for us to thank you for what you mean to us, and it should fill us with gratitude for all that you've done for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So at a Thanksgiving service, you would expect the preacher to say, be thankful. And so that's the bottom line. I just want to get it out of the way. I'd like for you to be thankful. And anything else I say on top of that, I hope and pray would be an encouragement to us in our life together. The psalm appointed for this night says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him and call upon his name. And if we're reading just that portion of that psalm, we would think that the way into heaven, the way into the courts of God, and the way into his presence would be thanksgiving as a discipline, that we would look at thanksgiving as the means by which we can get into the presence of God. It's almost like you have to pay him something in order to get there. But that's not what the psalm is saying here, because the verse right before this says this. He says, know this, and then you can get into his courts. Know this, then you'll be thankful. Know this, then you'll be able to praise God. And here's what we're supposed to know. He says, know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his pasture. And so we're to know something in order to have a response of praise. It's a matter of knowing what God has done for us and how he's adopted us into his family and how he's called us into this relationship. And then when we know this, then we're able to rightly praise him. But apart from that, praise is just another one of those disciplines. And I think the disciplines are great, but they're not enough if they come from duty and not from a response to a prior love of God. I've been thinking a lot lately about how the work of Christ has been done for us and completely finished. And that when he said on the cross, it is done, it's finished, he meant that everything that's needed for our life in Christ, our full salvation, is a completed work. So that it's done, and now if we know it, then we can enter into that relationship that's already done. Not that we have to pay the price of some discipline to get there. Not that our lives are a journey in order to get us to a place of acceptance before God, but God's already accepted us because of what he's done for us. And now we access that acceptance by thanking him. It's a natural response to what God has done. The Old Testament lesson today from the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy is probably my favorite verse in the Old Testament. It's got to be one of the great verses of Scripture. It's Moses on Mount Nebo after finishing 40 years of journeying through this wilderness, and how they've experienced God's almighty hand every day and every step of those 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and how God provided everything that they needed, every single thing that they needed. They would have died, you know, a week into this journey had God not provided so well for them. And he provided the water when they needed it, and food when they needed it, and protein when they needed it, and shoes that would not wear out for 40 years. God provided everything. Guidance, a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. Everything that they needed, God gave them. And now they're poised on the edge of the promised land. And on Mount Nebo, you can look over the River Jordan and you can see the promised land. And you're looking from Mount Nebo into Jericho, which is lush and beautiful and green and has the best fruit of any place in the world. And it's just an amazing, beautiful place. It's lush. And so he looks over there and he says to those who are with him, I'm really afraid now. We've made this journey for 40 years, but I'm really worried about you. And here's what he says. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God, not keeping his commandments and rules and his statutes, which I commanded you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built nice homes and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and your gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied. You see what he's saying? All that God is going to give you when you go across the river into this beautiful land God's provided, he says, I'm afraid that then your heart will be lifted up and you will forget the Lord your God. You'll forget how much God has done for you and how he's provided for you, how he has provided everything that you've needed along the way. Moses is saying to the people of God, it's great that you're going to go into this nice place, but once you're in the nice place, do you know and will you remember that it's God who made that possible and he's provided the way for you to be there? You see how what he's saying to them is basically, don't forget, otherwise you won't be grateful. Don't forget to know this, that the Lord himself is your God, otherwise you really won't be grateful. You can have Thanksgiving as a discipline, and I think there's something to say about that, to teach yourself in the background music of your life to be thankful for all the things that come your way. But real Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving that allows us to enter into the courts of God and to be near to God, is a response. It's the only response to God who's provided everything, who's done everything for our salvation. It's the prior work of God that makes Thanksgiving meaningful. And so we don't have to do anything in this Christian life. We don't have to act or be better or try harder or do more in this Christian life before we have to rest in God's completed work and simply respond to his completed work in the normal way that we will when we understand it, and that's with thanksgiving. We can't contribute anything to what God has done. It's completed. And now we access that as we enter into his courts with thanksgiving. We go into his presence with praise. So, Lord, I thank you this night for Moses, who reminded the wanderers in the wilderness about all that God had done for them every step of the way. And I'm mindful tonight of all that you have done for us in providing a way to a relationship with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I pray that in response to that, Lord, you would make us grateful and thankful for all the blessings that have led us to this point. And we pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.